How do? New year, new music. Slightly stuffy nose. Wonderful stuff. Should we kick off 2016 with the gumption as we plan to spend the rest of the year? Is gumption a word? I'm not sure. We're going to start with Cold, Cold Man by those guys, Saint Motel. Now, this is the second single they're going to release from the My Type EP, which has sent them into the stratosphere last year, really. They play the main stage Coachella. They did live performances on The Fallon Show and The Late Late Show with James Corden. They play the final of The X Factor in Italy. They've had their music synced on adverts everywhere. You'll have heard their last song, My Type, just... well, if you've got a pair of ears, you'll have heard it, basically. And this is the new single, and it's equally as good. This is going to tide us over until they finally release their second LP at some point in 2016, which I'm a bit giddy about. So, until then, Cold, Cold Man. Not going to make a joke about the fact that it's January and I'm playing this, because that would be too obvious, and that's not why you come here, is it? Facebook.com/Saint Motel for more on those guys. And sticking in California, we've got the old LA double to kick off the podcast. We got the single I Want That by Sisters Good Graef. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Graef, G-R-A-E-F-F. It's their surname, I believe. This is from their EP Good Job Go. They're releasing a new EP at the moment, which comes out in the summer, and it's just summer in a 3.5 minute pop song. Those who know me will know that I'm a fan of a female fronted pop song. So here I am, putting it in front of you to enjoy with me. This is I Want That. And I do. I really do. Bloody wonderful. Facebook.com/GoodGraef, G-R-A-E-F-F, for more on them. Now then, let's get back to Blighty. Enough of those Americans. Eliza Shaddad. I've gone on about this lady a lot, and if you follow us on the old social media, at Centric Music or at Purse House, I've talked about her even more so on there. She's a lady who's been able to tug on my heartstrings for quite a few years now, and she's just got a new EP coming up called Rum, and this is a lead track off there called Wars. And blimey O'Reilly, if this isn't one of the best bits of songwriting you'll hear in 2016 and the latter end of 2015, then show me how I'm going wrong, because this is just wonderful. And it's not just me who thinks that, because it's had loads of love absolutely everywhere. Zane Lowe played it on Beats Radio, Six Music, Radio One, a live session for Edith Bowman, loads of blog exposure from the line of Best Fit, 405 Clash magazine. This lady is outrageously talented, and this song, Wars, is just, I feel, a ripple in the waters of what she is going to achieve in 2016. Get your ears on this and get on board now, because it'll be one of them where you're saying, ooh, I heard her a while back, thanks to that Northern Gobshite. Enjoy this. Wars, Eliza Shaddad. Facebook.com/Eliza Shaddad for more on her. And talking about stuff that I really, really like, let's have the new single from Tom Spate. Now, you may have known him previously as Thomas J. Spate, but he's dropped the SJ and he's now just Tom Spate. Been working around for a little while and he's been writing and he keeps getting better. And this, so far, is a pièce de résistance, if you ask me. The new EP, as a rule, is great, comes out later this month. This is a title track, got its premiere on NME. There's already had support from BBC Radio 2, from your man Dermot O'Leary. Lots of stuff from 405, Q Magazine. Marie Claire reckons he's going to be kind of a big deal, and I quote that verbatim. He's doing well, and I think this year, finally, it's going to get the plaudits this man deserves, because he knows how to write a bloody song. I'll tell you that now. Enjoy A Little Love by Tom, not Thomas, Spate.
Every little song I write, every memory inside, every little endless night, stumbling around under neon light. Everybody says to me, Tom, there's plenty more fish in the sea, like a pinball machine, bouncing off everyone I meet. Every little bit of love was wasted on us. Every gift from above was not meant for us. Nobody ever tried. Nobody wants to fall behind. Nobody wants to cry over a little love. Every little moment left, picking up the pieces you possess. Every little sleepless night, I was wrong and you were right. Staring at the movie screen, life replays every single scene. Do I really want to know as I watch you go? As I watch you go. Every little bit of love was wasted on us. Every gift from above was not meant for us. Nobody ever tried. Nobody wants to fall behind. Nobody wants to cry over a little love. And I'll catch you when you come back round, searching through the lost and found. I'll find you in every little bit of love was wasted on us. Every gift from above was not meant for us. Nobody ever tried. Nobody wants to fall behind. Nobody wants to cry over a little.
Lovely chorus that, facebook.com/TomSpateMusic for more of him. Now then, we're going to hear a track called Knucklehead by We Are Z. Now these guys are based in London and Paris, how very continental. And this is a banger of a track, currently working on their debut album, which is going to come out in 2016. These guys have already had a lot of plaudits from the likes of the 405, Q Magazine, Record of the Day, and The Guardian, who compared them to XTC and Devo, which I'll give you that. Full of gumption, this. Yes, by the way, I did actually Google gumption to check it was a word. And it is, and of course it was. I should have said it with more gravitas. Is that a word? Joking. I know it is. Enjoy this. This is We Are Z with Knucklehead.
Killing you slowly, pushing
facebook.com/wearezmusic for more on those gents. Now then, what's that I hear? It's the buzz, buzz, buzz of Shelter Point. Now, these guys are getting a lot of love from a lot of people. These guys are from Nottingham, two of them. They've had loads of BBC support. Annie Mack, Hugh Stevens. Zane Lowe played it on Beats Radio as well. Blog support from Vice, Hilly Dilly, This Is DIY. This Is DIY actually said that this track, which I'm about to play you, called Glass Into Gold, is a diamond-strong exhibition of electronic wizardry. Which I quite like that. Do you know what they're doing, the guys at DIY magazine? If you never pick one up and treat yourself. Treat yourself because it's free. And also, they did a cracking Sia joke the other month, where in one corner they had a picture of her, and it said, "Now you see her," and then you turned over the page, and she wasn't there, and it put, "Now you don't." And any kind of magazine and publication that does that kind of thing gets my thumbs up. Anyway, Shelter Point, Glass Into Gold. This is just a taster of the brilliance of these guys. This was the double A side. Go check out all the other stuff out there. And again, I know it's easy to say because it's the first podcast 2016, and I keep saying these are going to have a good year, but they clearly are. Look at all them people I just said like them. They must be onto something, right?
Love you like glitter. Thought of you is half of me. The way you linger, you're hovering, you're in my skin. The way you quiver, you're splitting arrows with your finger. Poison
facebook.com/shelterpointmusic for more on those gents. And we're going to hop across to America again, Milwaukee to be more specific, and listen to the track The Heart Valves by the brilliantly named Squid Blood. this is a bit brilliant. So, it's that time of the podcast where I tell you all, if you enjoyed anything I have played or I'm yet to play, go like them on Twitter, go follow them on Facebook, go buy them a t-shirt. No, buy yourself a t-shirt, buy them. Or you can buy them a t-shirt, I don't know. Some of these guys might be happy with that. Go to a gig, buy a vinyl, invest in them so they can keep making this wonderful bloody music. And I'll let you do that during the 4 or so minutes you've got whilst you listen to The Heart Valves by Squidblood. We'll be right back. bit of a cut off, but hey, you've got to finish a song somehow. Facebook.com/squidblood for more on that, gent. Moving on to Adam French now. His new double A-side single. This is Punch Bag Love. The main single, which is going to radio, is called The Hunter, and that has actually already had support from BBC Radio 1 and Radio X. But there's something about this track, Punch Bag Love, that tickles my fancy, so I'm hoping it will also tickle yours. You know, he's got a big year lined up. He's got two headline tours in the UK, a US headline tour, and a debut album towards the end of the year. So I can assure you, this will not be the last time you'll be hearing Adam French in the next 12 months. Wonderful. Facebook.com/AdamFrenchMusicUK for more on that, gent. Right, popping over to Berlin now to hear the track Don't Believe the Hype, DBH, by Elijah Hook. This is the standout track from his Experience EP, which I thoroughly recommend you check out if you enjoy this. And I'm going to take a punt and say you are going to enjoy this.
My dream is to have lots of dough like Watch Out. I'm Budacraft, my lots of quartz and hostile. Philosophies embedded in my skull from the womb to the tomb. Coons be headed for the money. We dehydrated and we thirsty. Can it be I made a scene? No, Kennedy, they did not mark me. My celebration thought and thought with her ass fat. Without pause, bra up and down and socks like NASDAQ. With a visualize, emphasize, and I smash that. Hashtag, scratch that, let a simple flashback. Since 9-5, my pedigree's on 9-5. Real titan, dog. If you pussy, they take 9 lives. Don't believe the hype, don't believe the hype. Kelvin called Elijah Hooks, all you want and like. Off to where we go, for the money, junkies gold. Nothing new in the West, as my flesh weeps my soul.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype, cause the media's got our mind. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype, cause the media's got our mind.
Don't believe the hype, the parasite is still in sight. It doesn't act polite, asking if I'm black or white. Questions, puff, pass. Won't break my head for shit that didn't make sense in the past. I need to cut the television off, my head is hurting. Mom gets home before I start my after school work. This ass is burning, assassinations, John Doe's, poor nose. My whole afternoon ruined by something so normal. I'm only 6 and you can find me on the internet. You are telling me these old nasty filthy mains ain't into that. Book faces and phone eyes, home control system, can't you see these lies? Makeup, your life is not as pretty as it could be. But why when commercials are showing you precisely how it should be? Follow us, if confidence is your weakness. Through my good words and your money, sure, we can achieve this.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype, cause the media's got our mind. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype, cause the media's got our mind.
Don't believe the hype, indeed. Facebook.com/ElijahHookOfficial. Now, I am chuffed to say that a certain Working for a Nuclear Free City are back. They have a brand new album called What Do People Do All Day? Comes out this month on Melodic Records. And this is the first track they've released upon the world from it. It's called Bottle Rocket, and it is a loads of praise. It got its premiere on Clash Magazine. Stereo Gum love it. In fact, Stereo Gum said, and I quote, "A funky and jittery 4 minutes that sees the band alternating between whispers and jabs about sticking together and becoming a collective force to be reckoned with." Now, I've been lucky enough to hear the full album, and the guys at Melodic Records know what they're doing, let's be honest. Anything they put out is usually more than hunky-dory, and I'm glad to say that this album is brilliant. So this is just a taster, and at the end of this month, you can put your hand in your pocket and buy the album What Do People Do All Day? This is Working Through a Nuclear Free City. I'm glad they're back.
Together now, these are the days. What you call our lives, all together.
facebook.com/WFANFC for more on that. And do check out the album, What Do People Do All Day, when it comes out later on this month. Now for the penultimate track of January's podcast, Rescue Me by Zamvolo. Now, every so often, a track will come on and it'll make you stop what you're doing. Now, you could be sending an email, you could be writing a tweet, you could be just staring off into the middle distance whilst you're on the tube, but then you'll hear something and you'll be like, ooh, what's this then? And you'll think, I'll do a bit of digging on the person singing it, and then that makes you go, ooh, what's this then? Zamvolo is one of these creatures. This track, Rescue Me, was co-produced by the old Grammy award-winning Steve Levine, hello. It was released on Hubris Records, and there's an EP to come in the next couple of months. And this guy is the real deal. Rescue Me, this track, is superb. The lyrics, the composition, the arrangement, the production is very, very good. And it's all very early, and there's not much else out there at the moment, but I've got an inkling that this guy's going to be something. So just stop what you're doing for a minute. Turn up your headphones a little bit and just fall into this sound.
Got a blade I hide under my sleeve with a master key. You can't tie me up. Sooner you try to, sooner I'll be free. Many say I was raised by Houdini, but those who know will disagree. Traps are hard enough, but I don't need no one to rescue me.
So yeah.
Ain't that good, eh? Facebook.com/Zamvolo, X-A-M-V-O-L-O. Something's going to happen with that, lad. I can feel it in my bones. Now, the last track of the podcast is Drone by Skies. It's the new single from the Kent-based duo. It's had support from BBC Introducing and from NME. Indietronica, the blog, said that Skies are a band that you instantly fall in love with. So there you go. Be prepared, guys. Be prepared. Thank you for joining me. I'll be back next month, no doubt, with even more wonderful music. Yeah. Bye.
I don't know.